TFM.com. Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender. Out.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my old wretched soul. And oh yeah, and look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. For after he saved my old wretched soul, then he called and chose my vessel as an instrument to carry his holy name unto the kings, and to the Gentiles, and to the children of Israel. Hear, Israel. Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Lord, praise his holy name this morning for the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh yeah, we know that Jesus is the Lord. Yahweh, our Father, who are in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the grace of God, which you gave us in your Son through the faith. We were crucified in him. We pray that we would be enriched by his resurrected sinless nature in all utterance and all knowledge of Christ's sacrifice for us, even as the testimony of Christ living through us is confirmed in us, so that we come short in no gift. We're waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm us crucified to the end, that we may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let all of those that have found this true hiding place, the bride of Christ, let them say amen. Oh, hallelujah. Bless the holy name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, our God. And the Holy Spirit declares unto us, he says, cry out and shout, O inhabitant of Zion, and for great is the Holy One in the midst of thee. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible says, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. And as always, we must first give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible, for we can do nothing separate from him. And oh yeah, we give thanks to God this morning for the few of you that have tuned in, for the Bible truly tells us that many are called, but only a few are chosen. Many shall seek to enter into this true hiding place, but only a few shall find it. We also welcome you preachers that are tuned in secretly this morning. Listen, for this is the Lord's doing, and you will see it's marvelous in our eyes. You know, what a wonderful time to be dead and our life hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 declares. And as usual this morning, if you have your Bibles, John chapter 3, the Holy Spirit will make an attempt once again this morning and to draw you out of the darkness of religion, to draw you out of Egypt, asking that you come out of the wilderness and enter into this spiritual promised land, that we may rest in him until we are rested in that physical promised land. All praise be to his holy name this morning. John chapter 3, and starting in verse 10, And Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Truly, truly, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no man had ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are done in God, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are done in God. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy, holy name this morning. The Bible tells us that Jesus said, he that is not with me is against me. And he that gathered not with me scattered abroad. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak of good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30 to 34 declares, oh, hallelujah. The Bible tells us that John the Zacharias, he was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he had visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath in which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. And thy child shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his way, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the forgiveness of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Luke chapter 1, verses 67 to 79, and declares, the Spirit of the Lord said through Brother Paul, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderations be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 4 through 7, and declares, the Bible says, for the way of God's righteousness they have not known. So in the book of John, the 14th chapter, in that sixth verse, which is very familiar to most Bible readers, when Jesus says he is the way, what is the way he's speaking of to access to the Father? In other words, what way is he speaking of that man will have access to pray to God? And he answers your prayers. Call on God, and he shows up and show you great and mighty things that you know not. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 3, and in Luke chapter 3, verse 4, the Holy Spirit tells us John the Baptist came to prepare the way of the Lord. In Matthew chapter 21, verses 28 to 32, in the parable of the two sons, Jesus lets us know that John the Baptist came in the way of righteousness. And only those that repented at his preaching and believed could do the will of the Father and enter into the kingdom of God. You see, this kingdom of God, my friends, the religious heresy of Jesus' day came to him and asked him, show us the kingdom. And Jesus said, the kingdom of God is not by observation, neither can you say, lo here or lo there, for the kingdom of God is within you. Oh, praise his name this morning. You see, last week, Jesus told us in Matthew's, that seventh chapter in Matthew's gospel, that 21st verse, that not everyone who said, Lord, Lord, oh, hallelujah, shall enter into the kingdom of God. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And the Holy Spirit also wants me to remind you that also in Matthew's gospel, the 11th chapter, the 25th verse, that the Spirit of the Lord reveals unto us that Jesus thanked Abba Father for hiding from the so-called wise and the prudent and revealing unto the little babes. We was able to discover that that which he hid was the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ, this mystery that has been hid for ages, this mystery that the Holy Spirit revealed to Brother Paul after 3.5 years of ministering to him, brought to Brother Paul this revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified. And for all the men that put a lot of emphasis in having attended a seminary and Bible college, and they have theologies and masters in theology. The Bible lets us know that Paul, without a doubt, was one of the well-learned, versed individuals in the Bible, and he too had attended Bible college, seminaries, and he too was caught in man's teaching. What's so amazing to me is that when I hear folks say this, is that you would go and pay another man to teach you the Bible. When Jesus Christ, God the Father and God the Son, send the Holy Spirit to teach us the Bible for free. The Bible lets us know, oh, hallelujah, that only they that do it the will of the Father will enter into the kingdom of God. So what truth did John the Baptist preach that must be believed? In order to do the Father's will and in order to enter into this kingdom of God, which it is an invisible kingdom, but yet it is a kingdom that we may enter thereinto and rest. You see, Zacharias prophesied over his son, John the Baptist, that John the Baptist would give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the forgiveness of sins. The knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of sins, my friend, is the truth. The knowledge of salvation by forgiveness of sin, my friends, is the truth. And the truth is that none is righteous, no, not one. None is good, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, and there is none that seeketh after God. Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 11 declares. In Hebrews chapter 9, that 22nd verse, the Spirit of the Lord declares, and almost all things are by the law, purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And we all have sinned, my friends, in the eyes of God. And as sinners, we cannot have access to a holy God. As a sinner, it is no way we can pray unto God and he will hear us. You can pray, but your prayers don't even make it up to the ceiling. But God is waiting for you. If thou doest well, surely you will be accepted. You see, we cannot do the will of a holy God and serve a holy God in righteousness and in true holiness without the fear of God's wrath against our sins. You know, just one sin in our entire life will offend the holiness of God and grant us the wages of our sins. And that is eternal separation from a holy God, which is eternal death. But the good news this morning is that God has given us the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, to shed his blood on our behalf, to satisfy God's wrath against our sins. Now, through the faith, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5, the Spirit of the Lord says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. See, Jesus left his church one faith, one Lord, one baptism. You see, the bride of Christ, our faith is in a baptism of death in Christ on his cross. This is where our faith is. This is where our faith will remain. This is where our faith will stand, for our faith cannot be removed. You see, now through the faith in his blood shed for us and our death in Christ on his cross, we can have the eternal life lived out through us. We can have the eternal life of Christ lived out through us through the power of the Holy Spirit. The knowledge of salvation is that we must accept that we are sinners. Even when we get saved, we still can do nothing for the kingdom of God. You see, we must decrease and allow him to increase in order to do that work. The same trick that the enemy tries to set a believer up with is the same trick he pulled on Eve in the garden. Now that you're saved, you can be like God. Now that you're saved, you can do God-like things. And we know what happened in the garden. They tried to be like God and got kicked out of the garden, although the Bible said that truly when you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall die. We know Adam and Eve didn't die, but what we do know now by searching the scriptures, they died spiritually. It was no longer hearing from God. He was no longer walking and talking with them. For the minute we sin, he departs. You see, the knowledge of salvation is that we must accept that we're no good. And that's for forgiveness of those sins. And then we must have to accept the free gift by the faith that God offers us, that God the Father gave us in the sacrificial death of his dear Son to pay the price for our sins with his shed blood. Ephesians chapter 26, verse 28 declares, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin." You see, by simply believing that we're sinners and confessing those sins and accepting the free gift of God in the death of his Son, we can have the righteousness of Jesus Christ imputed in us, making us into a holy vessel that a holy God, Jesus Christ, can inhabit with his eternal resurrected life. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And this holy, resurrected, eternal life of Jesus Christ in the believer grants us access to the Father. No man can come through the Father unless they go through the Son. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Without this holy, resurrected, eternal life of Jesus Christ dwelling in the believer through the power of the Holy Spirit, there can be no access to the Father. In other words, you can call on him, but he can't answer because your road is out. For you must enter that straight gate and come down in that narrow road. A sinful creature, that's what we are, all of us, can only gain access to a holy God through the way, the truth, and the life of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise his name. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. The Holy Spirit tells us to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, we're so blessed this morning to have the Lord our God that have come down to save our wretched soul. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Oh, what a wonderful gift we have in Christ Jesus. You see, the salvation plan for man, it was brought forth long before the foundation of the world, the Bible declares, meaning it was definitely brought forth before man, indicating that God doesn't need man at all. Man insists on trying to have some hand in the salvation plan, but it's not happening. See, that work is finished. Nothing else can be laid to it. Nothing can be taken away from it. We can't lay any other foundation for that. No other foundation can be laid. One of the teachings in the Bible for many years I questioned, here was Jesus. On one side of town, he was preaching and teaching, raising the dead, casting out devils, binding the demon spirits. But on the other side of town, his kinfolk was down in a dungeon. Old girl was upstairs doing the hoochie-coochie in front of an unsaved man in power, that his lust got the best of him. And he offered her anything she wanted with the exception of having his kingdom not knowing that his woman, whom was full of demon spirits, had also requested for her to request the head of John the Baptist. Often wondering, why would Jesus not move, having angels to his disposal? Why couldn't he just send an angel to save Brother John? Holy Spirit revealed to me sometime later, it's because he doesn't need our head. He doesn't need our thinking. He just needs our body. God is not concerned about what you are thinking, how you are thinking. He have laid down already his salvation plan. It's non-negotiable. You're either going to come this way and enter into this truth by acceptance, and then you will be granted this eternal life, or else you will be, as the children of Israel that also didn't believe, die in the wilderness. You know, Jesus was in the wilderness just 40 days. The children of Israel was there 40 years and died. What is my point? You can be in the wilderness and die, or you can be in the wilderness and hear and believe and live. You can follow Jesus and obtain this free gift of salvation, and by first acquiring the righteousness of Christ when we believe, and when we hear and do what he said and following him, and then he grants us this free gift of salvation, eternal life, all in which is done by God, for by grace through faith we're saved. And that is not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, which any man should boast. I tried for many years to be pleasing unto God, to just work and do the things that would satisfy him, only to discover I missed the mark. Why is this? Because there is no righteousness in us that could be accepted by a holy God. We are sinners. This is why Jesus had to come down, to save our souls, save us from ourselves, save us from that horrible place called hell. And speaking of hell this morning, you know, every morning that I wake up and I'm not burning up, that's a reason to holler and say, thank you, Jesus. Praise his holy name. So if you woke up this morning and you discover you're not burning up, well, now this is a time to call on Jesus. Get right. So you miss that horrible place in which God did, by the way, he didn't design hell for people. Hell was designed for the devil and his fallen angels. But if you reject this free gift that is offered to you by this gift of love, then you too will be a part in that horrible place called hell. Somebody's listening this morning, and as though Peter said that a lot of Paul's teachings were hard to understand, but he accepted them anyway because they was the word of God. This gospel of the kingdom may be hard for you to understand, but repent and confess your sins. Confess that you have turned away from his way and followed man's way, and ask Jesus to come into your life, come into your heart, and rule and reign over your life, and bring you into this revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ and him crucified. Amen. Now, if you prayed this prayer this morning, if you prayed that you made it, and let me also assure you what is about to take place. The Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost, you'll be baptized with the Holy Ghost here in a few days. Get ready. Get a big towel because you're going to need it. When the tears start flowing, you're not going to be able to stop him. But that's the Holy Spirit coming, washing us with his, cleansing us, making us whiter than snow, starting us out new, because now in acceptance of his free gift, behold, all things have become new. Oh, we love you this morning. We're the Three of Us Ministries, and yes, I am Messenger Metric McGillan from Pineville. And oh, yeah, look what the Lord has done. We invite you all to tune in next week, same place, same time. If the Lord's will, we'll be right back here next week throwing this gospel of the kingdom at you, this one Lord, one way, one baptism, this truth that will set you free. We also ask you to invite a friend to tune in. Who knows? Just may be their time next week to get in where they fit in, where Jesus is Lord and the truth sets you free. We love y'all. See you guys next week. Praying for you. Bye, y'all.
K-A-1-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin,